Sicha on the Inyan Torah Chadasha Miti Teitze, the new Torah that will go forth from me. One of the most prominent features of the Yemaisa Mashiach is the spreading forth of Das Hashem, divine knowledge. It begins with Mashiach Tzidkenu himself. It says about him that he will possess great wisdom greater than Shlomo HaMelech and will be a great Navi close to and exceeding Moshe Rabbeinu. It says close to, and everybody understands that to mean even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. And then it proceeds to the entire Jewish nation. As the Rambam writes, Yisrael will be great sages and will know the hidden things and will grasp the knowledge of their Creator according to their individual ability. This is expressed by the verse, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Torah mi'iti seitzi, because Torah will go forth from me. That's what the Navi says. And there's a Medrash on that Pasuk that says, a new Torah, Torah Chadasha, will come forth from me. Chiddush Torah will come forth from me. A new Chiddush in Torah will come forth from me. He calls it a new Torah. And just as to insert here, that is explained in many places in Chassidus, that the new Torah refers to a new and deeper understanding of the very same Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. The very same Torah, the very same letters, everything exactly the same. It's talking about a higher level of understanding and grasping the Torah. So the Rebbe goes on to explain that there are two aspects to the Chiddush Torah mentioned here in the Medrash. The newly revealed secrets of the Torah and Chiddush in Halacha. That there's going to be, from this great new great understanding of Torah, there's going to be Chiddush in Halacha, and specifically the using of the fins of the Leviosan, the giant fish, to shecht the Shorabar, the giant axe, as the Rebbe is going to explain in depth. That Mashiach will reveal secrets of Torah is easy to understand. But to say that he will make Chiddush in Torah presents a difficulty because, as we said above, Mashiach is a Navi, and there's a principle that a Navi is not allowed to make Chiddushim in Torah. Because he's not using the principles of understanding Torah. He's hearing it straight from Hashem. And we say that Torah lo b'shamayim hi. Torah is not given from the Shemaim to Paskin. It's Paskin according to understanding down below. That's one thing. Furthermore, what's the idea of a Chiddush in Torah anyway? The whole Torah, including the future Chiddushim of any sage that it would be, any Talmud Vasik, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. So what room is there to innovate, to make a Chiddush? The answer the Rebbe gives is that the effort of this Talmud Chacham, the Talmud Vosik, to find and reveal the answer using the Yud Gilu Midas that the Torah is explained through them, makes it his own Chiddush. On a deeper level, such a Chiddush was only revealing something that was concealed but existing. Helim Sheyeshnu B'Mitzias. Those who looked at the Kuntres for Shavuos Nonav recognize that the Rebbe discusses these ideas in that Kuntres, in that Maimer, which is being mentioned here. So this Chiddush of his was concealed but existing, Helem Sheyeshnu B'Mitzias, meaning that using the tools of the Yud Gilu Midas, the 13 ways of understanding Torah, the human intellect is capable of revealing this concept. Follow these instructions of darshaning the Torah, and you will be able to reveal this concept, which was not stated explicitly. But in Yemaisa Mashiach, the Chiddush will come from the level of things which are concealed and not in existence, Helem She'enu B'Mitzias, meaning that human intellect could never arrive at such a conclusion. It must be revealed to human intellect from above by the Eibishter. You can never reach the conclusion on your own. Thus, the Medrash tells us that this new dimension of Torah comes from me, from the Eibishter, from above, and goes forth, goes out into human intellect. This also answers the difficulty of Mashiach as a Navi, making innovations in Halacha. The revelation of Nevuah to Mashiach is a revelation of Hashem from above. But it does not remain above, in which case, if it would remain above, it remain just a gilui from Hashem, then it has no bearing on Halacha. But rather, Mashiach draws it into the understanding of his own intellect, and proceeds to teach it to the people, enabling the masses of the Yidden to understand these divine revelations with their own human intellect. They didn't hear it as Nevuah, they heard it as it was explained. But Mashiach is explaining what he received as Nevuah from Hashem. Once it becomes understood in the human mind, so now it's lo b'shamayim, it's no longer in Shemaim, and therefore it's valid to make a halachic ruling to paskin from this understanding.
Based on what was explained above, we can understand how in the Messianic era it will be permissible to shecht the shorabar with the fins of a leviosan, because this shechita is forbidden. In the present time, it's forbidden because it's not kosher to shecht with a jagged edge, and the fins of a fish are a jagged edge. Because lasid, it's going to be revealed that the halachas of shechita never pertain to this shechita of the shoir abar. An example of such a thing, the Rebbe says, an example that halacha rules that shechita is forbidden on Shabbos. In a case of pikuach nefesh, there is a special heter which permits it. But this halacha never referred to the shechting of korbanis. It is permitted to shecht korbanis on Shabbos without the need for a special heter, because the halacha that forbids shechting on Shabbos milchatchila never applied to the shechita of korbanis. Similarly, the halacha that shechting with the jagged edge is not kosher never pertained to the shechting of the shorabar. We'll continue in a second voice note.